This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Electric vehicles are an important element of the Chicago Auto Show. We'll discuss their future and talk about some of the fun stuff at the show with our own Jennifer Kuiper. Apple is now dominating the watch market despite the best efforts of companies in Switzerland. We'll learn more in Technology Thursday. Chicago police make an arrest in a shooting yesterday on a CTA Blue Line train. And President Trump characterizes impeachment by the U.S. House is evil and corrupt. WBBM Market Watch. The markets are in positive territory this afternoon. The Dow is up 74 points. The NASDAQ is up 55. The S&P 500 is up 9. AccuWeather says a high today of 32, but wind chills in the teens and 20s. Breezy and very cold the rest of today. Could see an additional inch or two of snow as the afternoon rolls on. WBBM News Time 12:31. The Noon Business Hour presented by Republic Bank of Chicago. And we're coming to you a little bit on horseback this afternoon because the first half of the program preempted as we had live coverage of President Trump's remarks from the East Room of the White House following his acquittal by the Senate yesterday, bringing his impeachment trial to an end. But the auto show is now getting underway at McCormick Place. It's an annual tradition in Chicago that has taken on a greater importance in the automotive world thanks to the moving of the Detroit Auto Show to later in the year. Today is Media Day, and one of the media people that you will see at the auto show is WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper. Jen, what's new, hip, hot, and happening at the auto show this year?
Well, the one thing you cannot miss, Rob, it's when you walk right to the entrance of the South Hall. It is the 2024 GT Liquid Carbon. Just a meager $700,000 car, that's all. 660
I have a good
horsepower.
Financing deal for that, by the way.
There you go. It is really sharp looking. So believe me, it has a huge crowd down there. And then if you walk a little farther into the area of the hall, you'll see the Ford Mustang Mach-E. Now, that's the all-electric vehicle, about 300-mile range on that single charge there. And that looks pretty hot, too. And I sat down with a gentleman with Ford who was talking to me about it, and he said one of the things that they wanted to make sure was they wanted to tell people that they were not just slapping the Mustang name on it. They wanted to make sure that if it got the Mustang name, because they weren't sure at first that it was going to, that it provides the performance that Mustang's known for. And something else that was pretty, I thought was pretty cool, the 2020 Chevy Corvette Stingray, which was Motor Trend's and North American Car of the Year winner. And that apparently has storage in the trunk and up front, although I don't know how much you'd be taking with you on that. That's a pretty sporty vehicle.
Now, because Detroit moved their auto show to June, Chicago is now first up in the calendar in terms of major auto shows in the U.S. And because Chicago was first, you're an experienced automotive reporter. Does it look different in terms of the number of people who are covering the Chicago auto show compared to previous years?
It seems like a bigger crowd here, and I've covered both Chicago and Detroit several times, many times, I should say. Detroit, by far, got a huge crowd, huge. They had two halls that were open for all of the media. That's how many people were here. We have a large area here up on the upper floor at McCormick Place, and it's packed. There is no place to sit now. And also, it was interesting because Toyota had a presenter here, Edward Laukes, Group VP, Toyota Division Marketing, a local guy who went to Oak Park River Forest High School, and he made a comment about Detroit not being the first show, and he was happy to finally be able to be here in Chicago, his hometown, instead of being in Detroit on January 11th, like he always had been. One of the things, he also said some other things I just wanted to throw in there. He said that that Toyota is still very much, and they still very much believe in the car business. And as we've been saying, trucks and SUVs have been really taking the front seat when it comes to sales, and sedans have fallen behind. But Toyota says they're sticking with the vehicles, the Camrys and such.
And what is the, kind of walk us through the evolution of the electric vehicle at these shows from science fiction to science fact to the backbone of the business.
Well, there were a lot of questions about it at first. Then a few years ago, we started to see more of the automakers who were putting it on display. And I can tell you, here at this show, it is very much on display. And you have several electric vehicles that are being put out there for all to see. The Porsche 2020 Taycan, it has its debut here. That's only about $150,000. The Ford Mustang Mach-E, the Chevy Bolt, the Audi e-tron SUV. So if you're looking for electric, you'll find it at this show. They are definitely touting it. In fact, the luncheon they're having as we're speaking right now is about electrification.
And then, I mean, obviously the big three are there. The major foreign automakers are there. What's the Tesla presence at the auto show this year?
No, I didn't see them yet. I don't see them here, but, you know, that doesn't mean they're hidden off in a corner, but I don't see them, and I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think I saw them at last year's show. Some of the things I wanted to tell you, though, Rob, that I saw that were kind of just on the lighter side, if you're looking for gadgets and fun stuff, a few years ago, one of the hot things was if you took your foot and you ran it underneath your bumper, your trunk open for you, and you could put in a bunch of groceries and stuff. But now they have a Chrysler Pacifica, new exterior look, but the stow and go, meaning, you know, you put the back seats up or down, and you've got, they tell me, 242 different seating combinations. And I had like, did some guy count that? And he said, yes. So go figure. And then if ladies, if you never have a place to put your purse while you're in the driver's seat, the 2020 Chevy Tahoe offers, with the press of a button, a center console that moves back to reveal a larger armrest and a storage space, so you can put your purse there.
Well, lots of technology on display at the auto show. WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper, thank you very much. Coming up in Technology Thursday, the Apple Watch leaves the competition in the dust.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday, and this afternoon our eye is on the Apple Watch, which outsold the entire Swiss watch industry last year. We welcome in Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media and former tech editor for the Today Show based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Paul, welcome back to the program. Before we talk about how the Apple Watch has really kind of lapped the entire Swiss watch industry, let's go back to 5 years ago when the Apple Watch was a highly anticipated new product, and it seemed to have undershot expectations when it was developed, but it seems to have really, when it was introduced, but it seems to have really developed some market share since then.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that the watch had the support of a company with, you know, roughly $1 trillion valuation, so they could spare those first few years of development to make sure that people really loved it. And you're right, when it was introduced, when it was rolled out, there were, you know, there's a lot of anticipation, and there's some cool benefits, like, hey, a text just popped up on my watch instead of me digging for my phone and so forth, the basics. But as those benefits have accrued, in other words, to people who own those watches, there's real value there for a lot of folks, whether it's assessing their own health with heart rate monitors, or, you know, again, that sort of aforementioned texts and things showing up on your wrist. It's really a valued item at this point, and it is absolutely threatening the Swiss watch industry.
Now, in the high-end watch space, I mean, obviously the Apple Watch has the wearable, all the diagnostics and all the stuff that comes with various Apple Eye products, but the Swiss watch has the craftsmanship and the if you really are into the art of making a watch, what differentiates the Swiss watch from the Apple Watch, and why is the Apple Watch preferable?
That's a great question, and I'll give you an analog. Basically, if you look back at digital photographs and digital photography, for a while, people thought, oh, isn't that interesting? Digital cameras. Well, all of that industry, it didn't go away, but it was basically dealt a huge blow by the Apple iPhone, because there's a camera in your phone, and you're walking around with your phone all the time. All of a sudden, digital photography was possible within the phone. The lenses got better. The software got better. It's the same thing in the watch business. Right now, the Swiss watch, if you think it's Swatch, which is the 800-pound gorilla in the Swiss business, they own a quick list: Breguet, Glashütte, Jacques Edrose, Rado, Longines, Omega, Hamilton, and so on. I mean, and many more brands, Tissot and others. That company, they're trying to fight Apple's what amounts to almost overwhelming presence in the business with smartwatches, but it's really hard because there's a huge installed base of people used to the iOS system, and they're not going to move over to some Swiss invention if they already like what they've got in their Apple phone.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Paul Hochman, president of Humongous Media and former tech editor for the Today Show, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on this Technology Thursday. Join us at this time tomorrow for Entrepreneur Friday. And still to come, a look down the road at what's next for electric vehicles.
You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The Chicago Auto Show, featuring several new electric vehicles this year. Let's talk about their growing role in the auto industry with Jeff Gilbert, who is the CBS News automotive correspondent. He is at the Chicago Auto Show. Jeff, welcome back to the program. When it comes to electric cars, is it safe to say they are the star of the show at McCormick Place this year?
I wouldn't say they're the star of the show, but they certainly will attract attention. Probably most prominent would be the Ford Mustang Mach-E that was shown a couple of months ago at the LA Auto Show. That's been getting a lot of attraction, but there are some other electric vehicles that have been around a while, like the Audi e-tron and the Jaguar I-Pace. So you'll certainly find them here, but I don't think they're taking top billing at this show as they might have at some other auto shows.
Now, is there a type of engineering competition taking place amongst the big three U.S. automakers and Tesla when it comes to building the best or high-performance electric car and truck?
Well, certainly people are trying to get headlines. When Ford introduced the Mustang Mach-E, they admitted that they wouldn't get a lot of attention if they just had an electric version of, say, the Ford Escape. So they had to have a sports car. They had to get people debating about the Mustang. In the Super Bowl, you saw the GM ads for the brought-back Hummer, which is going to be a pickup truck from GMC with 1,000 horsepower. So the car companies are taken a page from Tesla. I mean, Tesla has shown that you can have attractive, fast, really cool electric cars that are not just what people used to think about as glamorized golf carts. These are cool, aspirational vehicles. So everybody wants to show that their AVs aren't just electric vehicles, but they're fun vehicles to drive.
Now, for those of us who saw Ford versus Ferrari during the Christmas season, is there a Lee Iacocca or a John DeLorean in the electric car space these days?
Well, I guess his name is Elon Musk so far. There isn't one at one of the auto companies. I think everybody would like to have somebody like that. Of course, Elon Musk is an interesting character. He's been criticized as much as he's been praised, but he certainly is a household name.
One other angle on the automotive industry, and that is there any impact at all yet of the coronavirus shutdowns in China and in terms of impacting the automotive supply chain?
Well, it started to. We've seen the impact in Asia where, because the suppliers haven't been able to produce parts, Hyundai has closed most of its plants in South Korea. Fiat Chrysler today said we could see the impact in Europe in a couple of weeks, and Ford said they're watching the situation, but they have nothing to say. Right now, the car companies are mostly concerned about keeping their workers healthy, but the longer plants are closed in China, the more the impact is going to spread. And it's a global supply chain, so if it goes on a while, it will almost certainly spread to the U.S.
And then very quickly, Jeff, this is the first year where Chicago is first out of the chute in terms of auto show season. Does that change how the car companies market themselves?
I was expecting a few more big-ticket reveals, so it hasn't changed, but there are some cool vehicles here that you're seeing for the first time. New version of the Chrysler Pacifica, a special desert Mojave edition of the Jeep Gladiator, as well as a couple of important SUVs, including a new Chevy Equinox and a new version of the Volkswagen Atlas.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive correspondent. He is at the auto show. And if you missed any part of today's program, you can go to our stream and just rewind the time you want. We have a pause and rewind function that works both online and by updating the radio.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.